I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. North Korean commandos in a hijacked C-130 gunship have strafed the streets of our nation's capital, invaded the White House, and taken the president prisoner. And the Washington Monument has been brought down. At this point in Olympus Has Fallen, the Speaker of the House, played by Morgan Freeman, goes on national television to say that our government remains 100% functional. This is good, at least an 80% improvement over our government's current state. But it's the only good thing to come out of a nitwit extravaganza that makes you long for the intellectual depth of Independence Day. Olympus is the story's code name for the White House. It's an action thriller based on the assumption that anything is plausible if it's sufficiently violent and loud. That means car crashes and plane crashes and firestorms emanating from the city's garbage trucks, which the terrorists have turned into virtual tanks, thereby confirming the adage of garbage in, garbage out. And special relish has been reserved for violence toward women. You don't want to know what the terrorists do to the Secretary of Defense, who's portrayed by Melissa Leo. I neglected to say that Aaron Eckhart is the president, but this president could have been played by the Geico Gecko, given the movie's avoidance of nuance in any of its roles. The director, Antoine Fuqua, has become a specialist in violence. He's working from a debut script by Creighton Rothenberger and Katrine Benedict, who we are told met in a screenwriting class. They must have been paying attention during the redemption lesson because they've borrowed heavily from In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood as a Secret Service agent trying to redeem himself after his failure to protect JFK. The hero here is Mike Banning, a Secret Service agent played by Gerard Butler. He hasn't lost the president, though almost. But he's desperate for redemption, and he's the only one who can save us from the North Koreans and spare Dennis Rodman a trip to Washington. The film resembles Independence Day in several ways, the most obvious being the beating that the White House takes. But there's a crucial difference, and to discuss it, I must first make a confession. When Independence Day opened in 1996, I wrote a review that was long on scorn and short on respect for Roland Emmerich's Us Against the Aliens saga. Now, when I run across it on TV, I savor its silliness and usually watch a few scenes. That's because the older film is good fun, and therein lies the difference. The new one starts with a bold idea, then throws massive firepower into the execution. Yet Olympus Has Fallen is no fun at all. It's tedious, odious, and oppressive. He's just opened the gates of hell, someone on our side says, when the terrorist leader reveals his nuclear endgame. Not quite. They're the gates of commerce, and the wider they yawn, the louder they clank. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.